Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Thomas Edison, the inventor of the incandescent globe, or the light bulb as we call it today, was one never to waste words. Hard of hearing, he avoided a lot of social conversation. But when he said something, people listened. That was especially true of the night that Edison lay dying. Struggling to say something, his wife and doctor leaned down to catch his dying words. With a smile, he clearly and distinctly said, "It is very beautiful over there." Strange, though, how seldom we think of heaven. No wonder C.S. Lewis wrote, "It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this." Friend, do you think much about heaven? Who's going to be there and what you will do once you've arrived? Some of you do. You are the ones who have written me with questions, good questions too, which deserve answers. Like what? Like these. Question 1. What will we do in heaven? Float around on clouds like they do in the movies? No. In heaven there will be marvelous times of worship and praise, times of feasting and celebration. The marriage supper of the Lamb is that. Times of rejoicing. Forget the images portrayed by Hollywood. They don't get it. Most of the folks there won't have to worry about what's done in heaven anyway. The Bible is the only book in the world that tells us for sure what heaven will be like. Another question, will my wife still be my wife in heaven? That was the very question that arose in the ministry of Jesus. So important was it that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three, recorded Jesus' discussion. The discussion was the response to a question which the Pharisees put to Jesus, a trick question about a woman who had been married to 7 different men. Jesus rebuked them, telling them they didn't know the law. Jesus answered the question of marriage in heaven very clearly, saying, "At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven." No, there will not be marriage in heaven, but relationships will be meaningful. Question, do people in heaven really know what's happening here on earth? I would answer saying yes, and here's why. In one of the parables, Jesus talked about rejoicing over a lost sheep. Then he said, "I tell you that in the same way there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." In the same way, he said, "I tell you there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." It's not the angels who rejoice. It must be God's children, the ones who are now in heaven in the Lord's presence. What I'm about to say I can't prove, but I believe, based upon many years of study, I believe that God allows his children in heaven to know things that would gladden their hearts, like the birth of a grandchild, someone who has come to faith in Christ. This is consistent with the nature and character of God. But I don't believe they know things which would cause sadness or sorrow. Question, are there tears in heaven? Yes and no. Twice the book of Revelation says, God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. In heaven there will be no sorrow but rejoicing. Initially, there may be some tears over our failures to tell our friends and family how to get there. That's a secret too good to keep to ourselves. A final question. Do you know how to get to heaven? That's my topic on the next edition of Guidelines. I hope you'll listen.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.